You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Are we ready to go?
I'm ready when you guys are.
I'm ready. For a new episode of Nerd Overload that's starting right now. It's the Pop and Geek Culture Show where we discuss news and cool geek stuff we've been checking out. I'm Cody.
I'm Josh.
Samantha.
No, this is Patrick.
Hey, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in this week. We have a great show for you, a bunch of news. But first, let's get into some things we've been checking out. I'm Sam, by the way. That's me. That's my name. That's what I'm designated.
Who you calling Pinhead?
Man, I miss SpongeBob.
I watch it every morning for work. It's part of my side effect from working in the field that I do. Every morning is SpongeBob. I've seen every episode multiple times.
That's okay. I'm pretty sure I've seen every episode of Teen Titans Go just out of sheer laziness of not turning the channel.
It's the only show they play on Cartoon Network.
Except during the evening when I'm asleep or at work.
Yeah.
No, it's still Teen Titans Go.
Teen Titans Go all the way down, toe to tip. No.
Toe to tip, that's a Robin.
Yeah, no, I've seen all of SpongeBob and all of Full House. Every episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I just did an Elliot Kalin there, and I'm very sorry.
Oh, God. Okay, so who is going to go first in this check it out area? Because if you're not going to, I will. I don't have anything,
but I mean, we were just talking about My Hero Academia off mic. We might as
continue
the conversation.
That. Yeah, let's do it. Sure.
We've been watching it for like a while now and just have neglected to talk about it on here.
Okay, what is it?
But it's an anime that it's still coming out now, so, you know, it's an ongoing thing about superhero kids. They live in a world where superpowers are commonplace. Like 80% of people have a superpower called a quirk.
The Marvel Universe.
Yeah. And the main kid really wants to be a superhero more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And like an anime main character does.
Sure. It's got to be the very best.
Yeah, the best that there ever was. Yeah.
Believe it.
But it turns out he doesn't have a quirk.
Mm.
I forget why. Just genetically doesn't. Yeah,
so Batman. He'll be Batman.
Well, no, because the greatest superhero of all, and his favorite is a guy named All Might, who he's basically Superman.
Okay.
For this world. But it turns out that, and this is kind of second episode spoilers, but it's not.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. All Might is dying from his power. And he can transfer his power on to the next person, and there's been several All Mights before him.
Ah, okay.
His power is called One for All, and he gives it to the kid.
Okay.
After training him immensely to even be able to handle a little bit of the power. And the way he transfers the power on is he gives him one hair off his head, and he eats his hair.
Oh, jeez.
But that's just one hair of his power, and it makes the kid, like, he has super, super strong punches from just one hair of All Might's power.
But it, like, hurts him to use it because he can't control it. Like, he'll break his arm if he...
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's too much power for him to handle.
So to get all of the power, does he have to eat all the hair? Or does he have to consume the whole dude?
I don't know. We haven't gotten to that point. I don't know if he has to eat All Might or what.
I've not considered that.
I don't think the people who made the show have considered that.
I mean, I can imagine this getting real dark real quick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking more. There's a psychological thing about someone who likes to eat hair. That's like a a thing.
Yeah,
I can't think of what the particular the name for that is.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it before. It's.
I'm gonna look that up because it's bugging me.
Like a hair in your throat.
But with this power, he's finally able to get into the best superhero school in the nation.
Okay, so if All Might is like Superman of this world, how did the kid even get selected to train with him?
Trichophagia.
There you go. Episode title.
That's the hair thing.
It's a convoluted series of events.
Sounds like an anime. And I mean,
I got a golden ticket.
Well, if the kid's frenemy gets caught by a monster villain, and the main character, Midoriya, goes out of his way to try and help him, even though he doesn't have a quirk, and that inspires All Might to give him his power.
Okay. I see. By the way, does is his frenemy rich and kind of a jerk?
No, but he's a huge jerk. He's not rich, but he's a huge jerk.
Oh, man, that's like one of two tropes.
Yeah.
And he's the kid that sweats nitroglycerin so he can make explosions happen from his hands.
Okay.
Could you imagine if he got older?
Oh, when he hits his puberty?
Yeah.
And he's just sweating all over the place?
When he gets his costume, he has these, like, grenade things on his wrist that collect the sweat so he can...
Throw the big bombs.
That's interesting. Yeah. I'm kind of torn on this project because I, you know, like superheroes and superpowers and stuff like that, but it also sounds very much...
Like an anime.
And I've made my opinions on anime fairly clear on this show.
Yet you watch Kamen Rider and Sentai.
It's different because it's live action.
It's the same.
It's different.
No, it isn't.
Totally different.
No.
I've got some bad news for you. It's not. I've watched both things.
I reject your opinion.
It's the same writing.
Sometimes it's even the same facial expressions.
Yeah.
Just less live action,
and it's great. I don't care.
It's a real people anime.
Yeah.
And you know what? That makes the difference.
Whatever you got to tell yourself. Whatever you got to tell yourself,
hey,
man.
Hey, I hate to tell you, those waifus are real to me, all right?
God. All right, yeah.
It's better than your average anime.
I think you would
anime.
Like it with all okay. the characters that...
are goofy.
Yeah.
There's a frog girl, and she's the best. She has frog powers.
Nice.
What happens to a toad who gets struck by lightning?
A bad pun in a mediocre superhero movie.
Oh, the same thing happens to everything.
That too.
Man,
what other good ones are
man,
there?
Going back and watching like the original X-Men movie, it's not that great.
It was good for the time,
yeah.
And it was a good place for the series to start. But like,
hey, David Hayter did a good job writing that.
Yeah.
Like Solid Snake?
Yeah, he wrote X-Men.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh.
The more you know.
Yeah. I know, right? It's really funny, like, how, like, Hugh Jackman now looks more like Wolverine than he did when he started.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, going back, I was like, oh, man, I forgot how skinny he was and how young he looked.
Yeah.
But also, that movie came out when I was a kid, and I was still fresh off the 90s X-Men series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Snicked bub.
Do-do-do-do-do. God, I love that series. So
yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Are you done checking out, or you got more?
Well, we watched Glow.
Oh, yeah. That's the ladies wrestling thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched about 10 minutes of the first episode, and I'm going to go back for more. So tell me about Glow.
Samantha, tell us about Glow.
Why me?
Because you get something for you to talk about.
Is it because I'm a lady?
No.
That is sexist.
This is a slippery slope.
Oh, I got burnt. No, I just said because, so it gives you something to talk about.
It's really good. I don't know what else to say. Allison Breeze, her character is, like, annoying, but, like, believably annoying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's not like Kimmy Schmidt?
Are you saying Kimmy Schmidt's annoying?
Yeah, what? Come on.
I'll fight you.
Yeah. You leave Kimmy Schmidt alone. She's precious.
Well, anyway, she is, like, an actress, but, like...
out-of-work actress.
Like, she... is a try too hard actress.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect for wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what else.
All
the characters are really, really good.
Yeah, they're all really well realized and well, like Orange is the New Black had a
sure.
ensemble cast of very interesting individuals. This does too.
Cool.
They're all based on like the actual wrestlers.
Sure. Oh, I don't doubt it.
That's is this shot like a mockumentary?
No. Oh no.
No.
It's kind of a dramedy, but I think it's funnier than it is dramatic, but
yeah.
It does have its moments.
Mm. Okay, cool.
Mark Maron's really good on it as Sam Sylvia,
the promoter or the manager, whatever.
He's the director.
Director, okay, yeah.
He's like a schlocky movie guy.
Cool, all
like,
right.
Kind of like a Herschel Gordon Lewis-y, like, like violent schlock movies was his thing before he... yeah. Ended up doing this. And he's really funny and, like, terrible.
he's a bad person.
Yeah, he's a really bad person, but not to the point where you're like, ugh, I don't want to watch this. The show's really good at making characters who aren't good people, who shouldn't be likable, kind of likable.
Okay, like, see, that's good. See, I like that. I like that a lot.
Because you have to have bad, problematic characters. But
I still kind of hate that husband guy.
Oh, yeah, Rich Sumner's-like character. He's a real wiener and he's the Jason Biggs of this show.
Okay, yeah.
Like Jason Biggs on sure. Orange is the New Black.
Oh, you mean the pie movie?
Yeah. I mean, he's by far the worst character, and every time he shows up, it grinds the show to a halt.
Okay. Wait, was he from The Office? Was he the art student, the art school jerk?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could see that.
And also the guy from, he's from Mad Men also.
Yeah, where he played kind of the same type of character.
Oh, God, I hated his character in Mad Men.
Yeah.
Ooh, just makes me angry thinking about it. I liked Mad Men a lot. I should go back and watch that.
Who's your favorite GLOW wrestler?
I don't know if I have one.
You can't pick one.
I'm bad at picking.
They're all glamorous.
Yeah. And they're all ladies of wrestling. I don't know either. Sheila the She-Wolf is pretty funny. And also, like, the first, like, honest, like, is forgiving the word? I don't know. But she's basically like a furry or otherkin type person.
Gotcha. Who's
a wolf. Mm. And they actually, like, handle it like she's a human being and not a sideshow freak monster.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's good. That's cool.
But the best part is when they're handing in their headshots to the director, she just hands them this crumpled up piece of paper. And she's had no dialogue at this point. And she's covered in, like, wears wolf skin and, like really dark makeup. And and she just throws this crumpled up piece of paper down in front of him. He unfolds it, and it's a picture of a wolf.
You're just like, what? Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking forward to getting into this one.
Later they
sure.
reveal it. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. When you know her backstory better, it makes it, it feels completely different. But in that moment, like the first time around, it's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, good show. Definitely would recommend. We're already like more than halfway through it.
Whoa.
Halfway there. Yep. Got it. Got it. Nailed it. Nailed it. Here. Yeah, got it. Well, I have a couple of really super quick check it outs, I guess. I tried playing ARM some more. I got real mad about it.
Yeah, it's a frustrating experience.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I'm having such a disconnect between my brain and my fingers. I think it might be because I'm so used to other, like, standard fighting games that I just can't get the button layout. And you can't change, like, the layout of, you know, different buttons.
Hopefully
on the pattern.
Hopefully they patch that in.
Yeah, that would be great, because that would help me out a lot.
It's kind of inexcusable for a video game to not let you remap the controls.
Yeah, but no, I'm having some real issues, and it made me just put down my Switch and go, I got to walk away from this.
I've done the same thing. Yeah. Like, on level 4 against the end boss, I just got so mad, I'm just like, I'm done. I put it down.
I haven't had this much rage at a video game since I fat-fingered a spot in Shovel Knight on the 3DS like 5 times in a row and like lost all of my money and like,
oh man, I remember this.
Just so yeah, nothing brings out the rage in me like
Infinity Dagger.
Yeah, just frustrating.
Not that ARMS isn't a good game.
No, and that's what makes it worse, because it looks like an excellent game and I really want to play it and be good at it. It's just I can't get it. I wish I did. What about my life leads you to believe that I have the time to put into a game?
No. I'll tell you what makes me mad is I went online to play ARMS, and, oh, man, it was a bad time.
Oh, yeah, no, people are getting real good.
Yeah, people are getting real good, and people have, like, all the fancy ARMS. I'm like, I'm getting shocked and frozen and all kinds of stuff, and I'm like, I just have some dragon hands.
My hands do the punching, and that's it. Standard punch.
I haven't played it online since, like, the first couple days it was out. Actually, I haven't been playing it a whole lot at all, really.
Yeah.
Also, can I just say that Bark and Bite are, like, the cheapest characters ever?
Are they?
Oh, yeah. He's a robot man who has two arms, and then he's got a robo dog that can throw another punch at
him. Yeah, his dog has another punch.
Yeah, but the dog sucks, though.
Yeah, but you could stun the one and still get punched.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Ah, that's good. Yeah, no, the only other thing I really checked out was I got a hankering for some Space Ghost Coast to Coast and Cartoon Planet the other day. So I watched a handful of those. Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
It's a good time.
It is a really good time. Yeah. God, really smart writing on those.
Makes me really nostalgic for like that golden era of like before it was Adult Swim.
Pre-Adult Swim. Yeah. Yeah.
Or even early Adult Swim for that matter.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
The William Street stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, it's really, really good stuff. I've talked about it on the show before.
It's good.
All kids out of the pool, like old people swimming, bumps on Adult Swim.
Yeah. I wish the Cartoon Planet stuff was commercially available outside of the CDs. I wish they were able to get official like DVDs of the clips.
That'd be fantastic.
That would be super good. Yeah.
Maybe one day. I mean, if we could finally get Batman 66 on Blu-ray.
True.
Yeah. Speaking of Batman 66.
Yeah.
My check it out was I watched Lego Batman.
Nice. What'd you think?
I loved it.
It's great.
Man. Yeah, I'll tell you. After watching like that, like Lego Movie, and then the Lego Batman movie, the Lego Ninjago movie, like at first I didn't care because I don't care about Ninjago.
The trailers look okay.
It's making fun of Ninjago, and I think okay, I think I'm on board for that.
The trailers look pretty okay, and the ancient master is Jackie Chan.
I know, and the fact that like the evil bad guy like butt dials his son. He's like, who is this? He goes, your son. Oh, I must have butt dialed you, loser. It says, like, Evil Dad, do not answer.
What's his son's name? Because he pronounces it weird. His dad pronounces it weird. And he's like, no, that's your name. I'm your dad. I would know. I named you.
I can't remember. It's something stupid.
Yeah.
But no, Lego Batman, really good.
Yeah, it's cute. It's really good.
Like, a lot of, like the references are really super deep cuts.
Oh, yeah.
It turns into Lego Dimensions, the movie, toward the end.
Yeah.
Ish.
Well, the Lego movie was kind of Lego Dimensions.
Yeah.
A bit.
Before there was a Lego Dimensions.
But like Condiment King and Kite Man and
Egghead.
Egghead's great. I don't care what anybody says. Vincent Price's Egghead is the greatest. He figured out Bruce Wayne was Batman in Batman 66, the only character that could do that.
Yeah. Plus, he was Vincent Price.
One of my favorite scenes. It was like the act break, like, or the between two episodes, because it was, you know, the two-parters. They had Bruce Wayne hooked up
to
a machine, and Egghead's like, listen, this machine's going to read your mind, and it's going to tell me you're Batman. I know you're Batman, because anyone in the Gotham City area that has enough free time and enough money to, you know, be Batman, it's you. It's just you. I know it, and this is going to prove it. And the next episode pops up, and he goes, there's no way this guy can be Batman. All I'm getting are commercial jingles and, like, useless trivia. He's a dullard. There's no. And Bruce Wayne, Batman, tells Robin, yes, I've trained my mind against psychic attacks. That's, you know, whenever anyone tries to read my mind, all I get are advertisements and things like that. It's great. And just the Vincent Price isms of it. It's great. Man,
all the egg puns.
Oh, God. Excellent.
No, what made me laugh is, like, on top of all like the deep cuts and everything was like they're just naming all these stupid villains, and they said like Eggman, and like one of the police officers like puts like windshield wipers on because I'm aware of his work. He had, like, egg yolks all over the windows of the car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. Every time the Batmobile started up, it said turbines to speed and stuff like that, and I was like, oh, it's so good.
That was good. That was good.
When Alfred was like naming off these these phases that Batman goes through.
Yes. He's
like listing all the years that a Batman movie came out.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and they flash to the Clooney one, and it's just bat nipples on screen.
Yeah.
The only thing that really pulled me out of that movie were the scenes with Jerry Maguire.
Oh, that was weird.
Where they, the live action bits.
Yeah.
I wish they would have done, like, taken the time and
made a Lego Jerry Maguire
scene.
Well, at the same time, though, some of the Batman scenes were live action, too.
And those were quick flashes, and I think that gets away with it, but, like, getting a scene of Jerry Maguire, even, you know, for the joke.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah. Just didn't quite.
I just sort of liked it, Lego Jerry.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Joker's, like, long tailcoat.
Yeah.
I love that design.
It is a really, really strong design.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Man, you would not be able to tell that was Zach Galifianakis.
No. That's kind of one of the other down points I had with it. A lot of the voices, a lot of the famous voice actors and actresses they had for the Batman's Rogues Gallery were barely recognizable.
Oh, yeah. Who is that? Oh, Kate Micucci was Chloe Faze.
Yes,
yeah.
She was. And Poison Ivy was Ricky Lindholm.
Yeah.
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 And there were some characters that I wish would have got more screen time
Bane.
That didn't.
Bane.
Bane, yeah.
I kept laughing at the fact that Bane looked like comic book Bane, but he had the movie Bane.
The movie Bane voice.
The Nolan Bane voice. Uh-huh.
Done by Doug Benson, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wish there was more Catwoman, and mm-hmm. I wish there was more Poison Ivy.
Meow, meow, meow. I wish there was more Catwoman, meow, meow. Yeah.
And then all the, like, the other, like, universe villains started coming out, like the British robots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes, the talking British robots.
Ask your nerd friends.
Yeah.
And then, like, Voldemort and the Kraken and King Kong. And
I think it's great that they had Voldemort played by Eddie Izzard. Yeah. Izzard, and then they had Ralph Fiennes, who was Voldemort, as Alfred. And that's kind of...
It cracked me up.
Yeah,
it was good.
That was really
good times.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Such good stuff in that movie.
Yeah. Very I wanted more movie. Harley Quinn, too.
Yeah.
Jenny Slate,
she's
who
good.
Is a fantastic mm-hmm. pick for Harley Quinn, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they didn't... I don't think they did enough, like...
Rogues Gallery stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were, like, there and then done.
Conan O'Brien was the Riddler, and he had one line.
Riddle me this.
He was perfect. Conan O'Brien for the Riddler was
yeah,
perfect.
That's really good casting.
That's really good. But, like, if they were to do a televised reboot of 60s Batman and make, like, super camp live-action Batman, I could see Conan
as
the Riddler.
As a Frank Gorshin Riddler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, think that show at this point would work perfectly. Like, we have, right now we have a revival of The Gong Show, and that is, like, the most 60s thing, 60s thing around. But, like, yeah, if they did a live action, like, super hammy, super campy Batman, like, set it in the 60s.
Jeez.
And, like, yeah, you'd get, like, well, again, for Egghead, you would get, what's his name, from Bill Hader. Oh. Doing his Vincent Price.
Oh, man, I forgot he did that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm imagining his crazy facial expression because he makes all the time.
Who would you cast for Batman, though?
Jon Hamm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you nailed it. Because
Jon Hamm mm-hmm. would be a young Adam West.
Yeah, because he can play, because he, I think, Jon Hamm, he plays a lot of, you know, more dramatic roles, but his comedic timing is
fantastic.
Like,
oh yeah,
his
funny.
Deadpan is just like on point.
Oh man, he's in that new Baby Driver movie.
He is. I'm
kind of want to see it.
Oh, I really want to see it.
Like I want to see it, and I don't want to see it.
Why wouldn't you want to see it?
Yeah, why not?
It's an Edgar Wright movie.
Yeah, come on.
I know. I like Edgar Wright, but at the same time, I'm like,
why? Come on, why? Okay, explain it.
I don't know. Just it's got a weird vibe for me. That's
why.
All. I don't know. I just
babies can't drive cars.
Yeah,
that's why.
Maybe because I got burned with the Boss Baby. I don't know. I'm just tired of babies.
Did you see Boss Baby?
No.
I heard it's not the worst.
I watched the first 20 so minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was
fine.
It wasn't funny, but it wasn't offensive.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. It's about how I felt about the Minions movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Minions. Oosh.
Although Minions are at the point where they're just offensive just to see, visually.
At this point, yeah. Although I'm kind of looking forward to Despicable Me 3. I keep seeing trailers and something about it.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat because I really liked the first movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first movie was really good. Second one was
all right. But I like that world they built.
Yes.
I could go without the Minions.
They could.
They were fine as background secondary characters in the first movie.
Yeah.
And then they had a more bigger role in the second movie, and I hated that. And then their own movie was a wreck. But I think I need more Agnes in my life.
The world is good. The Frenchness of it is kind of intriguing to me.
I guess. Yeah. The art style.
Yeah. And Trey Parker's the most of the bad guy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the Trey Parker in it.
Yeah, so yeah, it can't be the worst.
Balthazar Bart or whatever his
name
is.
Yeah, it can't be the worst thing in the world.
A man trapped in the 80s.
Yeah. High top fade.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here and we'll come back.
Oh, I didn't realize it was French.
Yeah, though. Yeah, the art studio is French. I mean, it's made for an American audience. It's not like they're translating it.
But that explains why they're exactly like the rabbits. Mm. The minions are exactly like the rabbits.
They are. Yeah, it's definitely that. But no, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit of news. All right, we're back. That was Dare by Stan Bush off the featured soundtrack from Glow. I guess they have a really good soundtrack on the show.
Oh, yeah. It's a killer bunch of 80s music.
That's excellent. I'm totally down. I'm looking at the list here, and I mean, you could have gotten Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions. You could have gotten The Look by Roxette. There's some good stuff on here. All right, so let's get into a little bit of news. First up, probably the biggest news that broke this week, and it has to do with video games. So great. Awesome. Nintendo announced that they are going to be producing the Super Nintendo Classic, like mini emulator box, basically.
Yeah.
Like
it's the NES Classic, but now it's Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Which, you know, everyone knew it was going to happen.
We knew it was going to happen. That NES Classic that no one has except Cody, do you have it?
Yeah, I got one.
You got one, yeah. Well,
you're a jerk.
Yeah, lucky.
And you are the man on the inside.
Well, anyway, they, along with the announcement that they're making, going to be producing these, and they're going to be released in
September 29th.
Yeah. They gave a game list, and oh my God.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal. Yeah, it's a phenomenal list of Super
probably,
Nintendo games.
Yeah.
I dare say I'm more excited for the SNES than I was the NES Classic.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got classics like Donkey Kong.
Well, here. We're,
yeah, let's get the list.
Let's get the list here. There are 21 games on this, 20 previously released, and Star Fox 2, which has never actually been
released.
Yeah.
Yeah. They finished it, and they're going to. Or at least as finished as it's going to get, right?
It was completely done.
Okay.
They just decided not to release it because the 64 was coming out.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's go down the list here. We got Contra 3, The Alien Wars.
A great Contra.
Yeah. Donkey Kong Country.
One of my favorite Super Nintendo games
fantastic
ever.
Fantastic.
That's like my childhood.
Oh, yeah. Oh. The hours I lost on that game.
That and 2.
Man.
I'm really sad 2's not on there.
Yeah. 2's the best of the franchise, but...
1's...
Yeah.
Yeah. The minecart, you know, those are great. And it's one of the few games I've 100%ed. I went back and got all of the...
The things.
All of the everything.
DK coins. Wait, no, DK coins aren't in the
It was like, yeah, but I got everything on that. Earthbound.
A classic that everyone should play.
Everyone should play it.
Yep. I've never played any of the Earthbound / Mother games, so it'll be nice for me.
Okay, I have it on my 3DS, but I didn't get too far into it. Don't know why, but I'm looking forward to that. Final Fantasy III, which is also 6. And
which is fantastic.
I love that game. It's one of my favorite RPGs.
It's the best Final Fantasy there is.
Yes. Yes. I know 7 is like...
Yeah, I know you're screaming 7 at your listening device, but no, it's 6.
It's 6. Trust us. Go play 6.
I was always
3.
More of a fan of 9 than 7. I really liked 7, but I really loved 9.
We can all agree 10 is not very good.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like 10.
10 was my first Final Fantasy.
Blitzball.
10 is good.
Waka, waka, waka.
We
can all agree that 13 was very bad.
13, yes.
Never played it, so okay. I don't know.
Let's see. F-Zero Racing.
I love that game.
Yeah, F-Zero is good.
F-Zero is good. I like the 64 version better just because they had more...
There's not a lot of meat on the F-Zero Super Nintendo bones.
There's not. It's like, what, 4 or 5?
There's, like 4 cars and, like, not a whole lot
of tracks.
Tracks.
There's
I
the blue one.
I played it quite a bit as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I played it, too. There was a blue one, a pink one, a green one.
Mm-hmm. The gimmick is that it's fast and it's very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
And touching the sides breaks your car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your car can just explode.
Yep. Yep. Kirby Superstar.
Best Kirby game.
Yeah.
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 Hands down the best
Kirby
game.
It's been
Kirby
a long time since I played it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, Kirby Dream Course, which was golf, basically.
A weird pull, but a very good game, especially fun multiplayer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of weird pulls, that's fun. Not to tangent anything, but did you notice in Super Mario Odyssey, Mario had the NES Open outfit?
Yeah, I noticed the red, white, and blue one. Yeah.
There's several throwback outfits. Mm-hmm. He's got a chef costume that's from Yoshi's Cookie, an explorer costume from Mario's Picross. And
I bet he'll have a Dr. Mario costume.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, he'd almost have to.
He can get the construction outfit from Mario Maker, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
That's
really cool. Back on track.
Anyway, yeah, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past. That's
one of the greatest Zeldas ever.
That is worth buying the box in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd agree. Yeah.
Maybe my favorite Zelda, maybe my second favorite. It goes back and forth between that and Link's Awakening.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's between that, Majora's, and Breath of the Wild. I really enjoyed Breath of the Wild.
That's
true. The first DLC, by the time this airs, will be out.
Yep, that's the Trials of the Master Sword.
Trials of the Master Sword and a couple of masks and costumes and stuff.
I need to buy that. I still haven't bought it.
Yeah, I still haven't put the money down on that either.
I have the season pass, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the only way you can buy it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Mega Man X? Sure. Great.
Yeah. I love the X series.
I'd rather have, was it 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather have that one, the actual core Mega Man. But
you can get the Hadouken for Mega Man in this one.
That's true.
Yeah, and it destroys all the bosses except for Sigma's final form, which is a shame. Secret of Mana?
I like the Mana series a lot.
Yeah, and that's one of the best ones in the series.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got multiplayer, which that one has we didn't mention this yet. It comes with two controllers, so these games that feature more than one player are actually going to be playable.
Yeah, they're good. You can do it. Let's see. Star Fox and Star Fox 2 talked about.
Fox is one of my favorite Super Nintendo games.
It probably.
Is
a good one.
Oh, yeah. I used to log so many hours into Star Fox.
Yeah.
I've played it recently, back before Star Fox Zero came out, and I was all amped up for that. I played through the first one a couple times, and it's still really good.
So you're feeling nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Street Fighter II Turbo Hyper Fighting. Yeah, I am in for that. I'm ready to wreck all y'all fools.
Well, yeah, because you're the Street Fighter. We go to 16-bit, and all I can really do is Hadouken you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm not one to brag.
I know, fighting games are your jam.
But fighting games are kind of my thing.
I'm not one to boast, but at Street Fighter, I am the most.
I'm the most.
I punch the most.
I punch the most.
But not in arms.
Yeah.
You burnt.
You got me.
Wrecked.
You got me. All right. But this is great. It also makes me kind of upset that I just picked up Ultra Street Fighter for the Switch. And I didn't need to spend an extra, $15, $20 to get Violent Ken and Evil Ryu. I don't care.
You got Hadouken mode?
Oh, boy.
Have you tried that yet?
No, because it looks like garbage. Yeah, I've seen videos of it, and I guess the motion controls aren't very responsive.
Of course.
And, and the final boss with Bison is very cheap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why is Nintendo the only people who can do motion controls decently?
I don't know.
Where's my VR Dragon Ball game? Because I want to Kamehameha people with the same motion.
Let's see. We have Super Castlevania 4.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all right.
Cool.
Ooh,
Castlevania.
Castlevania on Netflix starts soon.
Yeah, soonish. Man. Yeah.
Yeah, the beginning of July.
Really? Okay, yes. Cool.
Gotta hurry up and finish.
Well, that's like when this airs.
Close. Yeah.
On the 1st.
It'll be like a week after that. I think it's like July 7th or something like that.
Oh. Then it'll be while I'm in Indie PopCon. By the way,
womp womp.
Nerd Overload is going to be represented at Indie PopCon in Indianapolis, Indiana. If you happen to be out that way, say hi. I'm going to be wandering around with a confused look on my face, as I usually do at conventions, awkwardly taking pictures of people in costume. Don't be shy, like I am. we have Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Thank you.
That game wrecks me.
Oh, it's a great game,
it's hard.
Yeah, because it's Ghouls and Ghosts.
It's Ghouls
It's designed to wreck you.
Yeah.
It's so fun, though.
Castlevania Netflix is July 7th.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool.
Hey, look at that. I retained information.
Okay. Super Mario Kart.
Gotta have
great.
Mario Kart.
Gotta have Mario Kart. Yep.
Even though I think the original has not aged very well. Well.
Oh, not at all. But I always think it's funny that they have the Donkey Kong Jr. Donkey Kong in it.
Yeah.
With his white onesies.
Yeah. Yep. This is one that surprised the heck out of me. Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars.
Which is so hard to find.
Yeah. That's...
I own it.
Well, I'm sure you do. But most people would have to spend the amount for the NES Classic to actually find a copy of it.
Oh, yeah.
Game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a great, great game, too.
It's a really, really good RPG.
It's like one of the only Marios I haven't played.
You haven't played it?
No, I've never played it.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, why do you think I'm so jonesed to get this thing? Other than that, in Star Fox 2.
Yeah.
You should play Earthbound first.
Yeah, Earthbound is good.
Either way.
Yeah. Super Mario World, of course.
One of my favorite Mario... Between that and Mario Bros. 3, my favorite Mario games.
We've discussed this on the show, but I've played all the way through it, but I've never owned a copy of it.
Well, because everyone had a copy of it.
Well, no.
No.
That's not true.
Yeah, because you're Super Nintendo.
Everybody... Super Mario World came bundled with everybody's Super Nintendo, except for the ones that came bundled with Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's the one you got.
Oh, I played the hell out of Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball.
It's a good game.
It's a good game. Yeah. It's a shame that you couldn't save your custom, like, team names.
Like, why would they even let you do
that? Yeah, like, I would spend hours changing all the names of the players. Like, look, it's Bugs Bunny playing against Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life.
And Butthead.
And Butthead, yeah. And then I would turn it off, turn it back on, and...
they're all gone.
They're gone. Yeah. Super Metroid. Cool.
One of the best Super Nintendo games that there is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Plus, it's a great entry in the Metroid series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Super Punch-Out, which I'm looking forward to, because I missed out on that. I've played Original, and I've played the Wii, which I love.
Yeah.
I love the Wii Punch-Out.
Yeah, I've played that one the least of all the Punch-Outs. I've played it before, but not more than, like, you know, put it like an hour into it or whatever. I'd definitely play more.
I think I played Mike Tyson's.
Well, that's the same.
I love the arcade Punch-Out.
Yeah, the vector graphic kind of... Yeah, that is cool.
Like... That's on the short list of arcade machines I would like to own. It's a two-screen...
Good luck.
Yeah, Nintendo Punch-Out.
Yeah, good luck.
That voice announces every punch you make. Body blow, body blow.
And finally, Yoshi's Island, which I guess is super hard to come by.
And not only that, but they've never ported it anywhere else.
Mm.
They made a Game Boy Advance port, but it's not the same.
Okay.
And of course, the screen is... Ratios change to fit on the Game Boy Advance, and the sound quality isn't as good because the Game Boy Advance only has an 8-bit speaker. So this will be like the only way to play it the right way, the way God intended, without finding the actual cartridge, which I imagine is rather expensive.
It's pretty expensive, yeah. So just like the NES Classic, this has an HDMI port, so you can just plug it straight into your TV. You don't have to worry about messing with settings or anything like that. I'm trying to look to see if there are any other, like...
They did say they're going to produce more of this than they did the NES.
That was a big problem with the NES.
Well, that's good. They'll make 7 instead of 6.
Yeah, that's what... It's not very reassuring when they're just like, oh, we'll make more.
But they said they're only producing them until the end of 2017. Once 2018 hits, they're going to halt production.
Man, that is a really short window.
It is. It really is. And what I wish they would do, and they'll never do this, but what I wish they would do is... For people who own the Switch, who are not able to pick up like the NES Classic or the Super Nintendo Classic, make a cart. Make a cart, put those 30 emulated games on it, and go.
Man, I'd buy that for like...
The thing is, we don't know how the Virtual Console is going to work when it comes out.
Yeah.
It might be like a Netflix-style service where you can play
that could
you know,
be.
These games for a subscription fee.
And, you know, that's fine if that's bundled in with the online feature, like having to have the subscription to have...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if it costs a little more than that, I would still get it.
Yeah, see, I don't know. But if they would do something like that for people who aren't able to get this, because as much as I want this, and I'm going to try really super, super hard to find one of these things, I'm not going to. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to find it. Even if I pre-order it, I'm not going to find it.
People are bloodthirsty for this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do have a girl on the inside, though.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we do have an inside person.
At least for now.
Yeah.
I don't think they make him to make money. They just make him to get people talking about Nintendo.
Well, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
So this thing is gonna has a price point of $80, $79.99. It's a little higher than the NES Classic, but I think you're getting a better deal.
Yeah, and you get the other controllers.
Uh huh.
And the games have a lot more depth than a lot of the NES ones do.
Yeah. Like, you can get a lot more, like, play time out of these. I mean,
oh yeah,
look at the amount of RPGs they put on here. I mean, those are all, like, you know, multiple tens
of those are hours.
Yeah.
Those are hours worth of game right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
The only RPG you got on the NES Classic was the original Final Fantasy, and that can be rough.
Well, you would know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like to brag, but, you know, I go to NES Classic.
I didn't think you ever bragged, though. No, I barely talked about
it. No, I'm putting it in there. I'm putting words in your mouth.
You really are.
Taste it.
All right. Let's switch gears a little bit here. Got a little bit of movie news, I guess. Sort of, kind of. I guess they're discussing a Superman Red Son movie at Warner.
And if you don't know what Red Son was part of the
Elseworlds.
Yeah, the Elseworlds stuff that DC used to do where they would take their classic heroes and they would reimagine them in different settings and different times.
Like a what if. Basically.
Yeah, I think the one of the most famous one is the Kingdom Come series that was
Alex
Mark Waid and Alex Ross, whereas like a possible future. It was a commentary on the 90s Marvel, because a lot of the characters had like extreme powers and extreme costumes and stuff like that.
Yeah, like all the heroes were older and stuff. Mm-hmm. Good comic, though.
It is really good. There's quite a few good Elseworld stories have come out.
Captain Leatherwing, where Batman was a pirate.
Yeah, that was a really good one. There was one set in 1930s where the Green Lantern was a magic shillelagh.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the boss hog, like the mob takeover of New York. And one, like a cop was trying to,
And then there was the one where Batman fought Dracula and became a vampire in himself.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a thing that happened.
that one's not very good.
It is. But anyway, Red Son.
One of my favorite Superman comics of all time. And I don't really care much for Superman.
Okay.
Red Son was where they reimagined if Superman landed in the Ukraine back during the rise of the Soviet Union.
And he becomes a
Soviet superhero.
Yeah.
And it completely changed the entire world.
When he landed on Ma and Pa Kent's potato farm.
I mean, it's a really good comic. It's drawn really well. The designs are great. I don't want them to make it into a movie.
Well, it would super confuse an already kind of confusing film Warner Brothers DC film landscape. For folks like us, you know, we'll get it. It's like, oh yeah, Red Son Superman. Okay, cool. For the average film goer who just wants to go see a superhero movie, they're not gonna. Is like, what?
Why is Superman a bad guy?
What happened?
Why is he a communist?
Yeah. What's going on with this? Why is his suit gray? Why does he have the hammer and sickle instead of an S?
Oh yeah, that'll. Why is Superman a communist now? What, he's an American hero? What, like?
Yeah.
It'll politically blow up.
Yeah.
One of the best things in that comic, though, is the Russian vision
Batman.
Of Batman.
Yeah.
Where he's poor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still just as good.
He's just, he's just Batman.
Yeah. And
his bat hood had the fur line on the top like the hat. That was pretty good.
So good. Mm-hmm. And his he had like brass knuckles that were just nuts and bolts on a thing. Oh, it's so good.
The only thing, I'm not as big a fan of Red Son. That's blasphemy. I know.
No, it's fine.
I'm not as big a fan of the story, but one of the best things that came out of it, and something that I wish they would have used in Man of Steel instead of having General Zod, I've always said the best Superman film villain for Superman is Bizarro. And in Red Son, Lex Luthor was contracted by
the government,
the U.S. government, to create their own, as a kind of an arms race, to create their own Superman clone. And the Superman clone
comes out wrong. He's Bizarro.
And he becomes Bizarro. I think a version of that would have worked immensely well in, like, Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah.
Where you introduce Lex Luthor, you know.
And honestly, yeah. Before we found out it was Doomsday, I thought it was going to be Bizarro.
It should have been. It should have been. But, eh.
And with the two political ideologies against each other, it'll just turn into a bunch of boring discussions.
Uh-huh. And the thing with, like, Superman Red Son, there's a lot of, like, DC-like stuff. You've got to stuff in there.
Yeah.
The Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah, they'd have to, yeah. Well, it makes too many assumptions that the viewer would understand, would catch all the references that are thrown in.
Like, if they want to make an animated Red Son movie,
yeah,
it'd probably be great.
I'm surprised they haven't.
Yeah.
I know, right? Oh, man, I still need to watch that Gods and Monsters, because that looks so good.
It does
look
really good. Yeah.
Plus, it's Bruce Timm art, and I love that art.
Yep.
Doesn't the Batman Harley Quinn movie come out pretty soon, too? The animated one?
Oh, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
That'll be good, too.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah.
I'm behind on my DC animated movies. I haven't seen the Teen Titans Justice League one yet.
I have it.
Is it good?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh? You're behind, too.
I am. I'm a little behind. I still haven't watched...
Justice League Dark?
Yeah, I still haven't watched Justice League Dark yet.
It was just okay.
But no, Red Son is a live-action movie. Will not translate.
No, it definitely won't.
Yeah, people will get mad. I think people will get more angry about a communist Superman than a Nazi Captain America.
I don't know about that.
I know comic fans are pretty upset about it.
Yep.
It's stupid.
Secret Empire is not great.
No, it's stupid.
It's a shame because Marvel's putting out some really, really good books right now, and they are all like not associated with Secret War. Like, the majority of their books just are all tied up in this mire of Nazi Captain America, and it sucks.
It was a dumb PR stunt.
Yep, sure was.
Like, the dumbest PR stunt. Mm-hmm. And then Marvel gets mad because their readership is down.
Well, yeah.
Well, stop mucking up the works and just put out stories instead of making everything an event.
Yeah, event fatigue is the biggest issue. Anyway, let's move on from what we were kind of talking about with Superman Red
Sun.
Well,
there's not a lot to talk about.
Let's keep going. I guess there was a tweet from the actor who played the chief in Wonder Woman,
the Native American character.
Yeah, that someone asked him if his character, because of a conversation that he had with Wonder Woman that wasn't subtitled and was in a different language. Is he a supernatural character, or is he just, you know...
A guy.
Or just a guy that she was speaking, you know...
His tongue.
His language, too. And he said that the character is a Blackfoot Indian demigod, similar to Wonder Woman. So, kind of interesting that... I don't know if that's the actor just saying that, or if they're going to do anything with it in the books, but... The idea that might be like a wink and a nod to other super characters or mythological characters within the story. It's interesting. It's incredibly interesting.
Yeah. Maybe he's Apache Chief.
That would be pretty great.
A nod jock.
Yeah.
Man, I would have lost my mind.
If in the third act he goes a nutchuck and gets real, real big.
Just real, real big.
Starts stomping around on Germans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been that, or it would have been like people were like, hey, wait a minute, Ant-Man did that in Civil War.
Well, yeah. Plus, I don't know, maybe it would have taken away from, you know, Wonder Woman's
third act. Yeah.
But if they were to do a Wonder Woman 2 where she somehow runs into Chief in modern day.
If he's a demigod, that means he's still kicking around.
He's still kicking. Yeah, and they could do something with that, and I hope they do because that's cool. I like that kind of mythology and stuff.
Oh yeah, it's a deep cut to like those weirder heroes that DC had in the they're more Silver Age.
Yeah, now they wouldn't be able to call him Apache Chief because that is a Hanna-Barbera license.
Oh yeah,
but DC got around that a few years ago. They introduced a character named Manitou Raven. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this before.
Yeah,
and he's like a shaman.
Yeah,
from like the super distant past that they brought to the present day.
I think that's more PC of a name too than just Apache Chief.
Yeah, but in his introduction, one of the climactic moments was he yelled "Nunchuck" and grew to huge size. So I was like, oh, it's him. It's Apache Chief. It's him. Yeah.
I'm Apache Chief. Which one?
All right.
That was a Harvey Birdman joke.
Yeah. God, Harvey Birdman. I love that show.
Oh,
that's
man.
A good way to wink and a nod in your expanded universe mm-hmm. without hitting you over the head with it.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, maybe he'll pop up in that possible Justice League Dark.
I don't know if... I don't think that's still coming.
Yeah.
I think that's done. And you know what? If... I know Del Toro's not attached to it, and at this point, if he's not attached...
What's the point?
The point? I would love to see it. I would love to see it, but not going to happen, I don't think. I know it's not the next one, like, down on the list, but it's movies, so let's talk about it. I guess there is a very thin tie between Spider-Man Homecoming that's coming out in the next couple weeks to the Silver Sable and Black Cat movie. Which, surprise, there's also a
Silver Sable and Black Cat movie
that's
coming.
I don't
even know who Silver Sable is.
Kind of like The Punisher, only without the dead family. She wears all silver and has like a mercenary team mm-hmm. behind her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not
used as much.
No, she's not really that big of a character.
She was very 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like it.
Very, very 90s.
Super 90s.
Yeah.
She have a lot of pouches.
A lot of pouches. Skin tight, silver costume. Yeah.
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 Guess what? So did Black Cat.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I'm, you know, Black Cat, I've always been a fan.
Yeah, Black Cat's cool.
Yeah,
Black Cat's cool and all, but man, that's a lot of stuff to introduce with just having Black Cat.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they're not even like introducing Black Cat or Silver Sable in Homecoming. There's a henchman for a bad guy who goes on to play the same character in the Silver Sable Black Cat movie where he gains the Scorpion's powers.
Mm.
It's like this tech suit. So it's like not even... It's like a reference to a reference to a cameo to a reference.
Oh, you mean like how they're dragging... how they're saying that Spider-Man actually appeared in Iron Man 2?
Oh, yeah. That's a thing that they said. Oh, yeah. By the way, Spider-Man, Peter Parker, was that little kid in the Iron Man helmet in Iron Man 2? Because
why not? You can't say it isn't.
Yeah. Who's to say it wasn't?
Because they never mentioned him by name or anything.
Yeah. It's just like a 2-second blink and you'll miss it thing. But
I mean, it's kind of a cute...
Fine. I mean, it doesn't hurt anything. It doesn't change anything. Yeah. But, like, why? Why? whatever. We have a little bit of comic news, which we don't get super often. Surprise.
This time of year, anyway.
Yeah, and we don't have a lot of time to talk about it, so let's jump in. We talked about the Secret Empire Marvel Comics thing there a little bit.
Yep.
I guess part of fallout from this is that Sam Wilson, the Falcon, is no longer going to be the second Captain America running around. He's going back to being the Falcon just in time for Avengers Infinity. Imagine that.
I think the whole legacy thing they got going on that they're trying to ramp up is basically just going to get back to the status quo of there's one Cap,
one Thor. there's one Thor. And
even though there's three Thors right now.
Here's the problem with that. DC ran into this problem a few years ago when they brought back Hal Jordan, Barry Allen, Ray Palmer, you know.
Oh, this. All the original versions.
All the original. Everybody loves the originals, except they're all created in the 1960s. And what were, you know, when things weren't quite as PC as they are today, so everyone's
white
dudes.
It's a
bunch of white dudes with brown hair. Well, Flash has blonde hair. Whatever. Like, seriously, out of costume, Hal Jordan and Ray Palmer look exactly the same.
Square-jawed, brown-haired, white dudes.
Yeah. So, what does original Captain America look like?
Square-jawed, white, blonde dude.
What does original Thor look like?
Square-jawed, long, blonde-haired dude. Yeah.
Bruce Banner, because they're bringing him back as part of this.
Zombie.
Ah, funny. But no.
Square-jawed, brown-haired, white dude.
See?
Well, skinny dude.
Do you see the pattern? A little bit. It's
Tony Stark, square jawed, white,
black haired dude.
Yeah, it just
sometimes, or blue.
Sometimes with mullet.
I like the original characters because that's what I grew up with. But I really enjoy what they've been doing with I like legacy characters. Like when you have other characters pick up the mantle.
Oh yeah,
and it's the comics landscape needs more. You know.
Diversity.
People of color, you know, different backgrounds, gender, you know, all that stuff.
Sam Wilson as Captain was great.
It was great.
I loved his costume. It was a logical choice after Bucky wasn't Cap anymore.
Yeah. This was all being done in service to Avengers Infinity.
I was surprised he was Captain America as long as he has been.
That's very true. Yeah, I think we covered it when they first made the switch, and I think I said that it's not going to last 6 months because nothing lasts 6 months. And it's lasted a couple of years.
2 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
You know, and the same thing with, you know, you've got, you know, unworthy Thor running around with his robo arm and axe. And
For now.
And then you got Jane Foster, who is the mighty Thor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they keep saying that she has cancer in the comic.
And she'll magically not have cancer, but also magically not be
Thor. Or I think they said the power is killing her, actually.
The midichlorians in the hammer have cured her cancer.
I mean, she was Queen Amidala.
Yeah.
But now you got a third Thor. You've got War Thor.
Who's a Volstagg.
Volstagg from the...
Warriors 3.
The Warriors 3, yep. An Asgardian character wielding Thor's hammer from the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
Because that's something that got left over from the Splice.
Yeah.
Which, in the comics, unworthy Thor was going to wield it, but then decided he wasn't going to.
This is so accessible.
It's incredibly accessible. Oh.
But he looks super cool, though. With his big freaking beard.
Well, he looks more like... mythological.
Yeah, mythological Thor.
Yeah, with the red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have one last comic news here, and we are running out of time, so there's not much to talk about this. Fantastic Four might be coming back in some form or another. Still no Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman.
It's fine. They're the most boring characters of the Fantastic Four.
They can be given things to do.
like be married?
If they were written... There have been stories where they have been written correctly and they were good. A friend informed me that the Ultimate Invisible Woman was like a really good character. I don't remember a lot of the Ultimate Fantastic Four.
The only
Four,
Ultimate
to be honest,
stuff I really got into was Spider-Man and the Ultimate Avengers.
That's because, like what most people because got into. Unfortunately, yeah.
X-Men and everything else was not very good.
Yeah, but yeah.
I like Reed Richards conceptually.
Conceptually, yeah, yeah. But anyway, those aren't the two that are coming back. It's the ones that are still in the books, but not in their own books. Human Torch has been running around with the Inhumans, and Thing's been in space.
Yep, Ben Grimm has been running around with the Guardians.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing a one-shot. They're bringing back the Marvel 2-in-1, which used to be a Thing solo book where it was Thing teaming up with another random character from the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
So, back in the 80s. They're doing a one-shot of that, and some of the promo art, the Thing's belt, where it used to have the four, has a number 2 on it, so the theory is that there's going to be a Thing and Human Torch team-up, just book, that's going to spin out of this. That's cool.
Sounds pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it. Sure, why not?
I mean, they are certainly some of the more fantastic of the Fantastic Four.
Mm.
Super strong rock dude, and then, you know...
Fire guy.
Flying Burning Man.
Yeah.
Flying guy on fire.
And now I'm just thinking Adventure Brothers.
Yeah, God. Professor Impossible.
Yes. Professor Richard Impossible.
The Invisible One, only her skin turns invisible.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, well, hey, I think we've pretty well wrapped up for the week, so let's go ahead and get out of here. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet at us, nerd_overload, or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV, or subscribe to our Twitch channel, Nerd Overload Live.
That is both video, and we also are in audio form on iTunes and Stitcher. I had someone ask me what all of that stuff meant the other day. And so yes, YouTube and Twitch is video, Stitcher and iTunes is audio.
Boom.
There. All right, anyway, thank you all.
The podcast uploads do not have video.
Those are actually just audio, but still. No, I could get fancy with that if I really felt like it, but I don't really feel like
it. That would take a lot of time. And
you mean like how Polygon does it?
Yep. Yep. Anyway, thank you again for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Peace out. Oh, my God, I almost forgot.